Hi there. The word for today is on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In Daniel 3 verse 1 we read, Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 90 feet high. It's safe to say that anybody who builds a 90-foot statue to themselves is probably compensating for something. The statue was the epitome of pride. We all have a little Nebuchadnezzar in us. Now, we'd never build a 90-foot-tall statue to ourselves, but we get upset when people don't bow to our wishes. We'd never throw somebody into a fiery furnace, but our anger heats up when we don't get our own way. We seek worship in more subtle ways, like we exaggerate on our resume, put down others behind their back, and tell white lies to hide the gray areas of our lives. You see, if you don't find your integrity and security in what Christ has accomplished for you on the cross, you'll hide your insecurities behind your hypocrisy. You'll try to fight your own battles, create your own opportunities, and establish your own reputation. Let me give you an illustration, two scriptures, to find the fall of King Saul. The first is found in 1 Samuel 14, verse 35, the New Living Translation, and it says, Then Saul built an altar to the Lord. That's good. But in 1 Samuel 15, verse 12, we read, Saul set up a monument to himself, and Samuel saw right through the smoke screen. He said to Saul, Although you may think little of yourself, are you not the leader of the tribes of Israel? You know who builds monuments to themselves? Those who think little of themselves. And the more insecure a person is, the more monuments they need to build. There's a fine line between the words, Thy kingdom come and My kingdom come. And if you cross that line, your relationship with God becomes self-serving. You aren't serving Him, you're using Him. You aren't building altars to God, you're building monuments to yourself. And that is idolatry. That is also the word for you today.